Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's check in on our weather, especially for the weekend. John Rusbicki from the National Weather Service is with us live on WBEN. Hey, John, yesterday afternoon, a little dicey for a lot of people coming home with that snow. And this morning, it's completely different. The roads are down to pavement.
Yeah, it's pretty quiet here in the Buffalo area. There's still some snow showers going on south of the area, down across the southern tier, but those are fairly light.
Hey, what about totals yesterday? Do you have any indication of what areas picked up a few inches or more?
From what I looked at when I came in to work last night, it looked like areas along the lake shore, up along the Niagara River, had about 4 to 7 inches of snow.
Okay, a lot of snow. We got it all across western New York. Now attention turns to the weekend. It feels much warmer, especially compared to the last couple of mornings. How long does this stick with us?
It'll stick with us through today, tonight, and into the beginning of tomorrow. And then we'll have a strong Arctic cold front that will cross the area during the day tomorrow. That'll bring a mix of rain and snow to start. That'll change over to snow as the day progresses. There could be some minor accumulations across the lower elevations in the Buffalo area, Niagara Falls area, somewhat greater amounts on the hills south of Buffalo. Then that will transition to some more scattered snow showers for the remainder of the weekend. The bigger story will be the transition to much colder temperatures that will follow that cold front later in the weekend and early next week. For example, by the time we get to Sunday, our highs will only be in the lower 20s, and those will give way to falling readings as we progress through Sunday afternoon and evening, with temperatures dropping into the teens and wind chills in the single digits.
Yeah, if we can focus on the Bills game in Orchard Park Sunday at 6:30, what are you expecting at kickoff?
Well, around that time, there will just be a few snow showers around, nothing overly significant. Again, though, you know, your temperatures will be in the teens and wind chills will be in the single digits. So for anybody who's outside doing anything outdoors, you'll need to bundle up.
All right. Noted for that Bills game, which looks kind of colder and colder by the day. Hey, thank you so much. And we'll be checking in again soon. John Rusbicki with the National Weather Service.